Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. And then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. We begin our journey, our post-Christmas journey through the Scriptures today. We began yesterday with the story of Jesus entering, at Jesus' baptism, entering into the Jordan River with John the Baptist. And so we skipped that story this morning, and we're starting in Mark's Gospel. We will be reading Mark's Gospel right through now every day until we start Lent. And that's going to be March 2nd, I think it is, this coming year, or this year. And so for the next whatever it is, however many weeks, we will get through the first 10 chapters of Mark's Gospel, going through it and listening to Mark as he tells that story of Jesus and the proclamation of the good news of Jesus as he calls people to believe in him and to follow him. And as we do that, we open our hearts to the Lord as Jesus begins right away, right in the very first chapter, the first few verses, by encountering Peter and Andrew and James and John, and his message was very simple. Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That same call is a call that he put out to others to come and to follow him, to repent, to believe in the gospel, to believe in the power of God's love. As Jesus preached, it says, the gospel of God. The gospel, the good news of God's love for us, the good news of the gifts God has for us, the good news of the plan that God has for us in the kingdom. And that's what we'll be listening to as Jesus constantly talks about the kingdom, of what it means for us to open ourselves up to that and to find the power of God's love within us. It just seems that as Jesus begins to call these people, they were fishermen, and he called them to believe in something more, that God had a bigger plan, a better plan in store for their lives, and he invited them to open up their lives to that. And that's the same gift that he calls to us, to know that God has a bigger and a better plan for us. And it's not just about living life day after day, but it's about opening ourselves up to the power and the goodness of God's love and the strength of his love and the power of his life within us.